thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
The Christian life cannot be run successfully. This is just true, and I know again that you probably already know this, but the Christian life cannot be run successfully while we are carrying the weight of the things of the world. While we are carrying the things of this world, the hopes of this world, the dreams of this world, the treasures of this world, you can't run the Christian race successfully and hold on to those things. You can't do it. It's what Jesus told us. To die to ourselves, to crucify the flesh, Paul says, to follow Him and to run after Him. And you're not going to be able to run successfully this Christian life and carry the weight of the world with you. It's just not possible. Timothy says, Paul tells Timothy in the second book of Timothy, in the second letter of Timothy, in the second verse, in the fourth, the second chapter, the fourth verse, says this, No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who has enlisted him. If you are God's, and you have submitted to Him in repentance and faith, and He has saved you, regenerated you, you have an experience of salvation, you have turned from that old man and have sought to become, and God has regenerated you into the new man who is made after and in the likeness of Christ. If you are God's, you are not a civilian in this world. You are a soldier of the cross. You're not a civilian where it's okay to carry the extra weight because you're not in any danger, you think. But too much of the time we live in this world and we don't see the danger that's all around us. The lies that the enemy tells us on every hand, and the lies that we so easily take in, and the culture that lies to us, and the world that lies to us. We pick this weight up of the world and we say, well, it's okay for me to carry this weight or that weight, or it's to carry this worldly concern. But if you are God's, you are a soldier of the cross. You're not merely a civilian in this world. Whether you are a preacher, a missionary, a mom, a dad, a son, a daughter, a friend, a CEO, or a janitor. Both are honorable if our lives have been given and are being lived as a soldier of the cross. One of the principal reasons that I think we don't see this clearly in our life is we look to others maybe to live this life, and we ourselves don't take it upon ourselves to live a life sold out for the cause of God. We think that that's just for someone else. We think that's just for the preacher or the teacher or the missionary or this one or that one. But for me, I can be a civilian on Monday through Saturday and a soldier on Sunday. And that's just not how it works. If you're God's, you're a soldier of the cross. We're reminded of the Old Testament when Israel comes to Samuel and says, Samuel, we want a king. And it was wrong. It was wrong for Israel to ask for a king. God allowed it. But it was wrong for them. And one of the reasons that it was wrong for them to ask for a king was because God knew the end of that was not going to be good and positive for Israel. It was going to be a principal piece of the reason that they would one day ultimately fall, the northern kingdom to Assyria, the southern kingdom to Babylon. That God knew that it was wrong. He told the people that it was wrong. Samuel had told him it was wrong. But listen to why they asked for a king. In Samuel, the first Samuel, chapter 8, verse 19 and 20, Samuel had told him, God doesn't want you to have a king, and this is their response. The people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but there shall be a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." You ever been guilty of wanting someone else to fight your battle, to run your race? This was wrong of Israel to ask for, and God knew it, and they're part of this desire of Israel to have a king. It ended poorly for them, and it's going to end poorly for you and me if we hope and pray that maybe somebody else will fight our battle. Somebody else will run our race. Somebody else will do for me what God has called me to do. Somebody else will go where God is calling me to go. Somebody else will say to this person what God is calling me to say to this person. Someone else will come and encourage me to seek the Lord before I seek Him on my own. Somebody else, some other person to come and fight my battle. It's going to end poorly if that's how we look at this Christian race. It's not their race, it's yours. We're going to talk more about that perhaps a little bit later. But when we realize that we are to run this race ourselves, then let us do as the Hebrew writer tells us to do, which is to lay aside every weight. What worldly weight in your life is hindering you from the fellowship and the spiritual strength and the power and vitality that you long to walk with? What is it? What is that weight? Hebrews 12:1 tells us to lay it aside, set it aside, and you can hear these words and you can move past them and not deal with them, or you can wrestle with them, and I pray that you wrestle with what the Word of God has said, to lay aside the weights. Because you, if you are God's, are a soldier of Christ. If you are not yet His, then lay aside every weight that is preventing you from coming to Him and seeking Him. Lay aside the weight of the cares of the world, the cares for all other things, and seek the Lord. Because the weights of this world are not worth what you're going to miss while you're holding on to them. Read you about the Franklin expedition that you may have heard about and read about in the past. But in 1845, the ill-fated Franklin expedition sailed from England to find a passage across the Arctic Ocean. The crew loaded their two sailing ships with a lot of things that they just didn't need. I would be all for carrying books along the way, but this group of people carried 1,200 books with them on this voyage. Not only that, they took crystal goblets, sterling silverware for each officer with his own initials engraved in the handles. Amazingly, though, each ship only took 12 days of coal for their auxiliary steam engines. As they went out and as they began their journey and they were on their way, the ships became entrapped in what they said was just a plain of frozen ice, and they were there for months and months. Eventually, Lord Franklin died, and the men decided if they were going to live, they needed to split up into small different groups and head for civilization somewhere. And not one of them survived. And one of the most depressing and heartbreaking stories about this whole expedition and the fact that every man lost his life was that rescuers did find two officers, their dead bodies, they'd been pulling a sled, and they pulled this sled for 65 miles across the frozen ice trying to find civilization. And would you think that in that sled they would have found provisions and food and clean water and maybe other supplies? No, they found it full of silver. That silverware. They drug that sled 65 miles across frozen ice, and if they'd have left it alone, maybe they'd have made it. You and I David Inger, in writing about this, or Egner writes this story, and he says about this, these men contributed to their own demise by carrying what they did not need. But don't we do the same? Don't we drag baggage through life that we don't need? Evil thoughts that hinder us, bad habits that drag us down, grudges that we won't let go. Let us lay aside the weight. And I would add to that, treasures of the world, whatever that they might be. What is the weight? What unnecessary weight are you carrying in your life? Name it. Look at it. Deal with it by laying it aside. When we grow so weary in the Christian race, when we desire to just quit, most likely, very well anyway, could simply be a case that we're carrying weight that we don't need to be carrying. And this can be a deceptive thing, this weight. We can think that it's weight that we are supposed to bear. You know, a preacher can bear the weight of the world by thinking that the weight that he carries is the weight of the perception of his ministry in the eyes of others. That's a worldly weight in the dressing of a Christian effort. What worldly weight are you carrying? Another may carry the extra weight of a care for earthly prosperity. Some other person may be carrying the extra weight of a need for the approval of others. And we could just go on and on and on of the weight of the world that we try to put upon our backs and walk the Christian life. And it's not going to work. How has it worked for you to this point? Many times when I am the most weary, the most tired, and when I just desire to quit, it's not because God has put a burden upon me that I do not desire to bear. It is because I have placed upon myself a weight and a burden of the world that ought not be there at all. Because while I grow tired in the work of the Lord and bearing the burdens that He places upon me, it is a sweet tired. You ever been there before? End of the day, a good, long, hard day at work, in whatever case it might have been, and you went to sleep and you had no trouble falling asleep, and it was a pleasurable weariness and fatigue. And then have you ever been a place where you were just completely exhausted, had nothing left? If your Christian walk feels that way, I'm telling you, it's not because God has put burdens on you that leave you there. It's probably, most likely, because you've put burdens that you ought not be bearing, even if they look good. Even if they look good. Let us do with those weights, these weights of the world, what we are encouraged to do, which is to lay them aside. The very thing that you are so desperate to hold on to in the world is the very thing that is causing you all the weariness in your life. Look, the Christian life is a burden and is a struggle, and it brings hardship and it brings toil and it brings struggle and all these things. But through all the midst of that, there's joy. There's peace. There's freedom. We are not shackled by the weight of the world any longer. We've been set free from the cares of the world. Not been set free to be irresponsible and not care for things in this life. Look, God gave Adam and Eve a job to do in the garden. Their ultimate job was to honor God. And He said, do that by tending to this garden. God has given us lives to live. But may we live them not carrying the weight of the world, not carrying upon our shoulders, but set it aside because we're not civilians here. We're soldiers there. So what are you carrying? What are you carrying now that is going to impact you the rest of your life if you don't let it go? If you don't set it down? With great effort, if you're carrying the weight of the world with great effort, because there's, if you're one of the Lord's, there's a desire in your heart to please Him, and with great effort you seem to make little progress. Could very well be because you've not set aside the civilian weight of the world to free yourself to carry only that which a soldier of Christ needs, which is the Word of God. That's it.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.